Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, over the weekend, the US President-elect Donald Trump made some further announcements about his prospective cabinet appointees. He made a string of posts on social media on Saturday and confirmed that he'd chosen a former controversial figure from his first administration and a number of people with family ties to the Trumps. Let's go through it all now with Simon Marks, who is chief correspondent with Feature Story News. Simon, good to talk to you again.
Good talking to you again, Claire, as well.
So how far along this process is he now? Has he nearly filled all of the main positions?
Yeah, it looks as though he's nearly filled all the main positions. I mean, there may be some positions, of course, where he has to return to the drawing board and start over again, because certainly opposition, I think, is now building to Pete Hegseth, the Fox News anchor, who is Donald Trump's selection to be defense secretary, to lead 3 million staff and uniformed military personnel at the Pentagon. So there are potential issues for him there. And I think what we're watching very closely now is the reaction to the big announcement that he made over the weekend, which is that Kash Patel is his choice to become the next FBI director. I mean, many people had been waiting with a sense of trepidation, wondering why Kash Patel had not yet been given a position. He's one of the most absolutely loyal, outspoken supporters of Donald Trump and his Make America Great Again movement. And many people who believe that they are on the enemies list that Donald Trump maintains, worried that Kash Patel was being held in reserve as the man who was going to get the nod to be FBI director. We learnt shortly after midnight, very early hours of Sunday morning, that that was indeed the case. And he is such an untrammeled, zealous supporter of Donald Trump, a man who has argued in very uncompromising terms that retribution and revenge needs to be at the heart of a second Trump administration, that many of those figures who think they are on the enemies list are much more concerned now about their own futures in the United States than they would have been if Donald Trump had selected less of a lightning rod for that position.
Mm-hmm. Is there a case where, you know, we heard this before about Pete Hegseth, that he might be the sacrificial lamb here because Trump will try to get someone like Kash Patel through and say to those who are opposed, well, look, I let you in on Pete, but not on Kash.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, Claire. I mean, we've already seen one nominee fall by the wayside, Matt Gaetz, the former congressman from Florida, who was originally picked to be the next Attorney General of the United States, as you and I discussed on the program a few days ago. I mean, he was completely unqualified for the position and had so many skeletons in his own cupboard that led to Matt Gaetz having to withdraw his name from contention. I think Pete Hegseth is finding himself in a similar position. There's a devastating portrait of him that has been published by the New Yorker magazine just within the last couple of days, detailing an email from Mr. Hegseth's own mother to her son, accusing him of being a serial abuser of women, detailing all sorts of personal misconduct allegations when he was running a veterans organization in the United States. So I think the air is definitely going out of that particular balloon. Kash Patel, I mean, so far, Republicans the vast majority of them, absolutely backing his nomination. Now, of course, Donald Trump, with only 54 seats in the U.S. Senate, can only afford to lose four Republicans because Mr. Patel is going to require Senate confirmation. At the moment, it looks like he might get it. But, of course, the confirmation process is going to lead him to being asked all sorts of potentially uncomfortable questions by Republicans. Republicans and also by Democrats in the United States Senate. So he may also end up falling by the wayside, but his nomination is definitely a fresh indication that when Donald Trump talks about seeking retribution in his second term, he is absolutely serious, and he would simply replace Mr. Patel with someone else who is pledged to bring about that kind of eventuality.
Now, Simon, I mentioned that there are some people who have been invited into the cabinet who are tied by way of family links to Donald Trump. The in-laws.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Charles Kushner, who has been nominated by Donald Trump to be his next ambassador to France, which, of course, is not a cabinet position, but it does require Senate confirmation. All members of the cabinet, ambassadors and federal judges have to be confirmed by the Senate. Charles Kushner is a very controversial figure. He's the father of Jared Kushner. He has served jail time in the past. He has been accused of and convicted of financial crimes previously. But Donald Trump is extremely loyal to Jared Kushner's father, now rewarding him with the possibility of becoming the next U.S. ambassador to France. And also Donald Trump announcing that he's going to be traveling to Paris at the invitation of President Emmanuel Macron to view the reopening ceremony for Notre Dame at the end of this week. So clearly something's going on in the relationship between Donald Trump and Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Macron very much trying to romance Donald Trump, but now aware that Jared Kushner's father is going potentially to be the next U.S. ambassador to Paris if and when he is confirmed.
And then we have Tiffany Trump's father-in-law as well. He's in too, isn't he?
Yes, I believe that's correct. I'm not exactly sure what position he's been nominated for, though, Claire. What's he up for?
He is going to be senior advisor on Arab and Middle Eastern affairs. Now, I'm not sure what experience this man has in this regard, but Trump says that he did help him win over the Arab American vote over the course of the election.
Yeah, that's true. And of course, that was an important source of Donald Trump's victory, part of his win related to the disquiet that many Arab American voters had with Kamala Harris as a result of the Gaza, as they see it, mishandling by the Biden-Harris administration. But that appointment also indicative of the fact that Donald Trump is really preserving some of these plum roles for people that are, again, absolutely personally loyal to him and to his brand. And he's looking for loyalty more than anything else, far more than policy expertise in many of these areas. And he's finding it and filling positions with people that have demonstrated, I think, not even just loyalty to him, but fealty to him personally over the course of the last decade.
Simon, thanks once again for joining us. Simon Marks there, chief correspondent with Feature Story News. Back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.